BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Scott Mills. I'm 24 and I'm from Bognor Regis. You might not know this, but I've got the same name as a Radio 1 DJ. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
This is weird, isn't it?
It is.
We've got the same name and everything. So, you live in Bognor?
I do, yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a support worker.
And what's it like being Scott Mills?
It's interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
Basically, whenever I go for appointments or the bank or anything, everyone seems to expect yourself, but obviously when I turn up, they're a little disappointed.
At the bank?
Yeah, I recently went to the bank last week and they thought they were having a meeting with the Scott Mills on the radio, and unfortunately I turned up and there was a little welcome party waiting for me and...
What? Is your balance the same as Scott's? Do they make you sandwiches when you come in?
They don't, no, I don't get that treatment.
What do you mean a welcome party?
Oh, there's a few of them all waiting around the desk thinking it was going to be yourself, and obviously I've walked in, so...
Oh. You know when you get on flights and things like that?
Yeah.
That's where I really notice when they... Because they see a list of names, and they must go through it. I always notice that they keep an eye out for Scott. Does that happen with you?
I've had that once on a flight, yeah. They, I noticed I was getting more drinks than everyone else, and when they realised it wasn't actually the Radio 1 DJ, they were quite disappointed, and the drinks sort of slowed down. So.
Oh, this is probably my fault. Did they keep bringing you wine?
It was alcoholic, yeah.
You see,
oh, no.
The beauty of this, though, Scott, both of you, is that... Like, you do a lot of TV, but because you're predominantly on the radio, quite a lot of people probably don't know what you look like.
Yeah.
That's fair to say, right?
Yeah absolutely. So we're even answering the same.
This is really weird. So what's great is when we need to think of a different name. Scott Mills 2 goes out and about, I'm sure people genuinely think it's you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've seen your picture as well, and I'm 6'4", and I've got tattoos and that, so... There is quite a difference, so...
Right, so there's not much similarity apart from, of course, our age.
It was quite funny, I had somebody follow me on Twitter, and when she realised it wasn't yourself, she actually tweeted me saying, I can't believe I've been following a middle-aged bloke pretending to be yourself. I'm only 24.
That's hilarious. What tattoos have you got?
Mainly just my daughter's names and... I recently had a daughter a week ago today, so...
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you.
And there, we have another difference.
Yes.
No kids?
No.
You must get a fair amount of abuse as well, Scott.
I've had a few on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually play along with it. I quite enjoy it, to be honest.
Have you been trolled because they think you're me?
No, I haven't had any of that. I've had a few people comment on the show, and I've just usually tweeted back saying, oh, I'm sorry you didn't enjoy the show. I'll put more effort in next time. And
I'll put more effort in next time.
I know he's got to stick up for you.
I'll give you a shout-out. I've usually tweeted back.
Oh, thanks for sticking up for me.
That's all right.
Well, it's good to finally speak to another Scott Mills.
Yeah, definitely the same, yeah.
Do you know there's another one that's a DJ on some country station in Arkansas or something?
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I'm the odd one out, then.
There's three of us now. Yeah, become a DJ.
Yeah, well, I have to look at a career change, definitely.
All three of us could do it.
Yeah.
That would be wicked if all Scott Millses met up in a pub somewhere, wouldn't it? Like, you all arranged to meet. I've always thought, wouldn't it be great to go to a pub full of people with the same name? Just a bit weird, isn't it?
When did you think that?
Well, because... On Facebook, if you type in someone's name, you obviously see every person with that name.
Yeah.
I think it would be quite cool if I messaged every Chris Stark on Facebook and just said, right, I'm going to the pub. If anyone wants to come have a drink, it'd be good to sort of find out how you came about, really.
Actually, I have done this because a few years ago on this show, we did a thing called Barrioke, which was people called Barry singing karaoke. Yes. And we did it from Barry Island in South Wales. Great day. And all you had to do was shout out, because they were all called Barry, just go... Barry! And everyone turns around. So much fun. Good to speak to you, Scott Mills.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you very much for introducing the show.
You're welcome. Thank
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm happy today because Becky's here.
Hello.
That makes me happy.
Aww.
And Chris is here.
Hello.
And Chris is super happy again today.
I'm
What's
in
with
such
you?
A good mood.
Why?
Moyles has been talking about me again. He did it this morning.
You're proper chuffed about this, aren't you?
He's so good. Man's my hero. You don't understand how cool this is for me. I grew up listening to Chris Moyles.
So let's hear what Chris Moyles said about you. And this was on yesterday's show.
Hannah, what's your DJ name?
It's just DJ Hannah Jakes, but Chris off the Scott Mills show came up with DJ Love Jacques. Because my surname is Jacques.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Yeah, Love Jacques.
He's
a moron. Weird.
He's a divvy.
Now, it doesn't really matter what he's saying. The point is here, Chris Moyles is talking. I mean, this is great. Are you not impressed, you two?
Yeah, yeah.
The moron isn't exactly complimentary.
Well,
he doesn't care.
I don't care what he says about me. The point is he's talking.
So who's talking about you? What's he saying again today?
He knows I exist. Yeah, this was this morning.
Okay, let's hear this.
I'm not 100% sure who he is in the office.
We've met him. We've done karaoke with him.
Yeah, but I don't really remember.
Okay, fine. It was late, wasn't it?
No, it's not that. He's just, with the greatest respect, he's insignificant in my life.
Right.
I didn't hear that today.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I heard yesterday's one.
It's so good. And what's great is all my friends and family are loving this.
Are they?
So proud to hear me on Moyles' show. Like, I got a voicemail from my mate Brad.
Okay, can we hear this now?
I've got this, yeah. Okay.
Hello, Chris, mate. It's Brad. Absolutely buzzing for you, mate. Earlier this morning on the radio, Chris Moyles talking about you. Called you insignificant. God, so proud of you, mate. You're absolutely, you know, doing so well for yourself. We're well proud of you. We're all proud of you. So, yeah, catch up soon. Speak to you later.
Wow. So it's really the talk of your mates as well.
Oh, it's incredible. The lads are loving it.
What, and they don't care what he says about you?
He doesn't either.
I don't about care. You.
It's great. The man's my hero. What's even better is I got a voicemail from my aunt. My family have been listening. I've got this for you.
Let me hear this.
Hi, Chris. It's your auntie here. Just want to say we were listening to the radio this morning and heard Chris Moyles saying that you were insignificant and a moron. Just want to know we're really proud of you and your gran has never been prouder. Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.
Oh, which auntie was that?
That's my auntie Teresa.
Auntie Teresa's really proud.
Family are so proud of me.
That's so great.
Chris Moyles' breakfast show. I mean, it's
really good.
Incredible time in my life.
Yeah.
It's really going well, this whole radio thing, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, and probably he'll talk about you again tomorrow now.
Well, we'll
if
see.
If he hears this, that's incredible. I'm really pleased that you're pleased.
Yeah.
You're in such a happy mood
that's
today.
Such a good day.
Hey, they were talking about you as well, Becky.
Oh, was he?
Do you want to hear this?
Go on, here we go.
They're saying that lady sounds like Becky off Scott's show.
Really?
Mm. The farmer lady.
Do you ever listen?
Mm.
I'd love to milk a herd of my own one day, but we're just going to have this continuous cycle of fighting the supermarkets to get a fair price.
I know. Maybe there's something she certainly sounds as happy as she does when she's on Scott's show. Do you not think? I always think when I hear Becky on Scott's show that she's one breath away from going, "You're an idiot."
It's true.
So true.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Loving the banter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gary, who works on the show today, found himself watching beach volleyball with his flatmate until 12:30 last night and has done for the last, how many days? 4 days now. It's so addictive, that's what it is.
The beach volleyball?
Yeah, in particular.
Yeah.
Like, the time just flies by. You're like, oh my God, it's 12:30. And you don't realise. Thank you so much for your Olympic innuendo bingo. There's even more being sent in. So much bingo coming in at the moment. Keep it coming. If you're watching all of the Olympics or just trying to watch what you can, there's so much of it available from the BBC. Mm. Such good coverage. I don't have to say that, but it's true. It's been happening a lot on the beach volleyball. Also, innuendo ahoy on the ladies rowing and in the weightlifting, and a lot from Gary Lineker in particular. Keep them coming in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We've got bingo again tomorrow at 1:45. I fear that the Olympics will feature again heavily. We don't fear. I hope.
Oh, there's so much innuendo going on at the moment.
There really is. It's brilliant for this feature.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And she loves me, and it's simply amazing.
Girls love Trey Songz so much. Every time we play that, it's just like, OMG, here's their fit on the text. Trey Songz, simply amazing. Stephen Oxford's been on saying that when I said Trey Songz was on next, He got confused and thought I was putting three songs on with a French twist.
I've never thought of it like that.
No, it's an artist, R&B artist called Trey Songz. Now, when you look up the track, it says simply amazing, and amazing is spelt in the conventional way. But if you actually listen, he says it like we say it on this show.
Amazing, amazing.
Amazing, spelt A-M-E-double-Z-I-N.
Amazing, amazing.
So just a note to the record company, they might want to change that.
Isn't Trey Songz Spanish as well? Is it Trey? Unos dos Trey. Is that Spanish?
I don't think that's anything to do with his name. That was simply amazing.
Amazing, amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So we were talking the other day about this pop star transfer window. Yesterday it was. Now, the idea is every summer, pop groups can swap members, like in the world of football. A few people have been pointing out that the Sugar Babes have been operating under this system for a while. That's true. So they can buy and sell people, these groups. For example, Molly from the Saturdays could go on a loan to The Wanted for a bit, if she wanted, just for a season. And Martin from JLS could move to the Italian side Il Divo for a while.
Oh, I'd like that.
And then maybe if one of the Italian side wanted to, you know, join JLS for a bit in Martin's place. So, earlier, using this formula, Becky, you tried to conduct some transfer business.
Yes, I've never done dealings like this before.
Didn't really go to plan.
No, right, OK, here's the thing. Normally, when I do these prank calls, the person at the end is like, eh? What? Who? And then I work out, like, because I sort of plan it in advance a bit and kind of think about what I'm going to say if they say one thing and I say that.
But you weren't expecting this?
No, really not.
OK. And who did you call?
Craig David.
Trying to persuade Craig to do a bit of a transfer.
Just bring him back out of retirement.
So are you like an agent? Is this what it is?
He's not in retirement. He's still making music.
No, you know what I mean. Like, I was talking to this girl next door when her parents went out. She phoned say, hey, boy, come on right around. If he's still making music, why do you only ever play this one?
All right, well, this is one of his most famous, that's why.
Just ask him. So I was Storm Lee off of Sugar Pop Star Management.
OK, I want to hear this. So here's Becky trying to persuade Craig David to make that move.
Hello?
Craig. Hello. It's Storm Lee from Super Pop Star Management.
Right.
Yeah, just inquiring, right, completely off the record, like, if you're up for coming out of retirement.
You know what, actually, I'm in retirement. I'm raring to go.
Oh, God. That's the first thing you said.
Well, I don't know, like, when was his last... I know he's a very good music maker, but I couldn't remember his last hit, so I thought he'd been...
Look, he is living the dream. He is in Miami. He's making records with Roger Sanchez. He's doing it. Doing gigs all over Russia. He is.
He was born to do it.
Good, good, because I don't want to be accused of tapping you up.
No, you didn't.
Got a couple of offers which might be of interest.
Hear me.
Yeah, you know S Club 7?
Yep.
You know that rich Arab sheikh, what bought them?
Right.
Yeah, he's playing millions into the band, mate, to make them competitive again.
Right.
Millions. He's made a bid for Harry Styles off of One Direction. 32 mil.
Not bad.
Yeah, bid's been accepted by 1D. Styles just needs to agree personal terms with Steps and have a medical, but it should all go through fine.
Have a medical.
I like it you're talking in mil.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think he thought I was measuring wood.
Again.
What?
So that leaves a space in One Direction.
Right. What position, though?
Forward.
Can I just say, why doesn't he find this strange at all?
Well, this kind of put me off, because at no point has he gone, who are you? What are you about again?
Yeah, that's what they always do.
Like, what, have I never heard of you before?
Let's continue listening.
Centre. Well,
that's perfect.
Yeah, how long's your hair at the moment, Craig?
It's probably like a number one with the clippers.
Oh, might need to get that extended.
Yeah, we need it, like, a little longer?
Big floppy bit at the front.
Is it time sensitive, this? Because it might take a little while to get it to that.
Just get some of them clip-ons.
Cool.
So, do you want to go with that? If not, I've got a loan deal from Jedward, which I might be able to sort out.
Do you know what? I might pass on the Jedward one.
Yeah. Minute,
but you know, we haven't talked about any money here at the moment. This is like, I'm saying $32 million that he went to, but yeah, Risk of Seven, but I'm not really hearing like the money thing. We've heard about the hair and everything else going on, but...
Right, okay, here's the thing. Either Craig David knows it's you calling, or he does actually think he's about to join One Direction.
Is this how it works?
No. He seems keen. I don't think it is. I don't know how these things work, but...
It sounds like he has these kind of dealings every day.
It sounds like he's done it before.
It will be not too dissimilar from what you won with Artful Dodger.
Oh, so we're in the 60, 70 million, then?
Yeah.
I mean, but can you confirm that is the case? I don't want to be, like, wasting all this time growing the hair.
Exactly how much would you grow your hair for, Craig? You're prepared to grow it for 67 million, but any less than that?
I really want to... If I say less, then I'm sort of selling myself short. So, I mean, let's keep it at the 70, work it out, and then come back to me, get something cool, we can talk a little bit more, you know?
It was 67 a minute ago, Craig. You just slyly put it up to 70 when I wasn't listening.
Okay, between us, 67, we're good. And if we keep it at there, fine. If it's 66... That's probably the lowest I can go.
Right, I like to think I'd know Craig quite well after trekking across a desert with him. Is he actually being serious?
What, that he's... Craig David will not grow his hair for any less than £67 million.
And it's just the unflustered way that he's doing it. Like he has this call every day.
Okay, so I think that's... we've almost got ourselves a deal there, Craig, haven't we? I'll have a word with One Direction and see if we can get you signed.
Yeah, please sort it out. See the positions there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't, like, at this point, I was like, right, okay.
Don't know what to say.
What do I do now?
Well, you're going to have to call One Direction now.
Do you know what, Craig? I didn't think you'd be this keen, so I've actually, the rest of my script kind of... it all just sort of deals with you saying no and me having to persuade you no, said you couldn't do it. I don't know what else to say. I had a whole joke about how you were going to get a 5-year contract with Aqua because the guy who says come on Barbie's gone to LA Galaxy. Thank you, Craig.
My pleasure.
Okay, we'll speak soon, yeah?
Perfect, yeah. The voice is sounding great. Please, you get some lozenges or something for the throat. You sound deep right now.
I think it's even better when I laugh.
I'll see you when I'm back
over.
Sure.
Okay, good.
What is going on?
You need to start making that call to 1D.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
See, I think this maybe is the way that pop works already, and we don't know about it. It's just, like, not known by the public. Because Craig seemed very comfortable with that. Also, there are no 1D fans on saying they don't want him. So I think it might be a done deal.
It might be a good move for him, then.
Keen. Thank you, Becky, for that. The first question... Seriously.
Just inquiring, right, completely off the record, like, if you're up for coming out of retirement.
You know what, actually, I'm in retirement. I'm raring to go.
I like her response. Straight away. Good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jessie Ware coming up in a minute. Met her yesterday.
Yeah?
I saw her on the street.
How does that work? Why do celebrities always find other celebrities so easily?
Well, I think around Radio 1... It's not that difficult. You just called me a celebrity. But, she was just walking down. I was like, hi, because she knows Grimmy quite well. And I read an interview recently with her where she often thinks to herself, what would J-Lo do? So I brought this up during the conversation.
Mm.
I was like, so, today, what would J-Lo do? I don't know what else to say. But she does think that a lot. Jessie Ware off of WWJLD coming up and Wildest Moments.
Yeah. How was she nice?
Really nice, yeah. Now, you know my dad looks a bit like Bruce Willis / Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, very suave.
I wouldn't call him suave. He's just my dad. He's pretty cool for a dad, though. I think I have found someone's dad who is cooler than my dad.
No way.
I think so.
Because I think your dad's quite like... I've met him once, and he was quite like a James Bond character.
He's not like James Bond. How?
And he can dance well. He's just very cool. He's a cool bloke.
The idea that my dad is anything like James Bond is making me lol.
No, but it's weird for you, because you're his son, so yes. You can't say it. But from an outsider's point of view, your dad's very cool.
Okay. I found cooler. You know the swimmer, Chad Lacrosse, who won the gold in the swimming yesterday at the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Chad's dad is called Bert Luklos and was being interviewed by Claire Balding after his son won yesterday. And most people in absolute tears when they saw this, because he's quite a big guy and he's so proud. It's really the sweetest thing ever. But listen to this. I think this guy may be the greatest dad ever, ever. This is brilliant. Listen.
Unbelievable. 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 I've never been so happy in my life. And it's something indescribable. Indescribable. I mean, what happened tonight is like I died with to heaven. And if whatever happens in my life now, it's plain sailing. It's plain sailing.
And there is your boy down there. I think he could hardly believe it.
This is unbelievable. Look at him. And he's beautiful. Look at this. What a beautiful boy. Look at him.
Tell us a bit about Chad.
He's unbelievable. He's committed like you cannot believe. He's the most down-to-earth, beautiful boy you ever meet in your life.
Oh, he's so proud.
I've got a little tear almost.
Bless him.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
How cool is he?
I might see if he's up for being my dad too. No offence, Dad. But he's so proud. Yeah. Listen to him.
Look at him. And he's beautiful. What a beautiful boy.
Brilliant. And also, what makes him even better as a dad is he does sound like the Cookie Monster. Which, of course, all dads should.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
And he's beautiful. What a beautiful boy.
C is for Cookie.
That is
That's
so
good
cool.
enough for me. Oh, Cookie, Cookie, Cookie starts with C.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I love that guy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you imagine being Chad Luklos? Like, you've won an Olympic medal in swimming and your dad is actual Bert Luklos.
And he's beautiful. What a beautiful boy.
Do you think I would be as proud of that as that?
He's just so cool.
I know.
I hope they use him for more stuff during that. He's just so passionate and proud. And
life doesn't get any better for him. That's his dad, and he's won an Olympic medal. I think that's even probably beating that bloke from Nisloppy, whose dad is Bruce Lee.
Yes.
Can I just say, every time I see one of the Olympic medals on TV, I think, wow, that's pretty cool, they've won it. But it also really makes me want to eat a chocolate coin. I just get, I love those chocolate coins. I see one, I'm like, oh, chocolate, lush.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today is the best day of my friend Chris here's life. Being talked about for the second day running on the Chris Moyle Show.
It's so good, isn't it?
His family love it.
Hi, Chris. It's your auntie here. Just want to say we were listening to the radio this morning and heard Chris Moyles saying that you were insignificant and a moron. I just want to know we're really proud of you and your gran has never been prouder. Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.
Oh, bless Auntie Teresa. So proud of you. Too proud of you.
It's a big day in my family's history.
If Auntie Teresa was here, she'd get your cheeks and go, oh, you're so proud of you. Imagine if Bert Luklos was your dad. He'd be so proud.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Chris Moyles called you a moron.
And he's beautiful. What a beautiful boy.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Becky's back. Guess who's back? Becky. Hi.
Hello.
And Chris is here.
Hello.
As he so often is. And today it's Oh, What's Occurring? Another Olympics for you. Olympics theme. Did you see the opening ceremony, the end bit, when all the countries paraded around?
Bits of it.
Did you make a cup of tea during that time?
No, I don't think anyone can say that they watched that entire bit.
I liked
without
it.
Without leaving the sofa.
I liked it because it reminded me a bit of Eurovision. Just a little bit. And I knew quite a lot of the countries also because of Eurovision. It went on for an hour and a half of them parading around that arena. But can you remember lots of countries from it? We're about to find out.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Let's play Real Olympic Country or Not. 10 Scott Mills points for every one you get correct. You just tell me if it's a real Olympic country or not. Are they in the games? Play along. 10 for every one you get right. And the voice of the countries, Gary Pounder, will read them out. Here's number one.
Comoros.
What are you saying? Again.
Comoros.
I'm going to say real.
Becky thinks that's a real Olympic country. Chris.
I'm going to say not real.
So, what is Comoros?
An island nation located off the eastern coast of Africa. They drive on the right-hand side of the road.
Thanks, Gary.
Has he got a fact for all of them?
Brilliant.
I hope so.
So, Becky was right. Comoros is real.
Never heard of it.
And, well, you should have been playing
attention. That's the idea of the game. Yeah. It was like Spain, you know.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be easier than this, I won't lie.
I did actually see Comoros come out. I waited until C. And next.
Posidonia.
Again.
Posidonia.
Real Olympic country or not?
No.
I'm going to go real.
So, Chris thinks real, Becky thinks not. What is Posidonia?
A flowering plant found in the seas of the Mediterranean.
You were right to go not real, Becky. That's a plant. And next on real Olympic country or not?
Tuvalu.
That's real, isn't it?
What are you saying? Did you wait until the tea or did you make a cup of tea?
I think it sounds good, so I'm going to say yes.
All right, then I'll go real as well.
Tuvalu.
You're both saying real. Let's find out. What is it?
A Polynesian nation located in the Pacific Ocean.
Yes!
Between Hawaii and Australia. Their Prime Minister is Willie Telavi.
Really? Okay. I'm loving the facts. Willie Telavi. Okay, so that was real. And next, as we move on...
Latoura Tenaya.
Real or not? Chris?
I don't think it's real. That sounds like a person.
Latoura Tenaya.
I'm going to say real.
What is it?
A serif font created in the USSR and developed at the Berthold Foundry.
Oh, of course. So not real. And next?
Djibouti.
That is one, isn't it? Or am I getting confused with that bit on Family Guy where he... sings at the sings on pitch
and
the football.
Yeah,
Djibouti.
That's Djibouti, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that that's not rude, is it?
What you're saying
is can't be.
I hope not.
Djibouti.
Yeah, I'm saying no. That's one.
You're saying
a
that's
country,
one.
Country, not one.
I'm saying that's a dance move. No.
A country in the Horn of Africa, an important transshipment and refueling centre.
Thanks, Gary. You're a Horn of Africa.
You're a Djibouti.
And next,
Salsise.
What are you saying?
Salsise.
Oh, I think it's a country, but it's probably another font. I'm going to say country.
Becky says country. Chris says...
I'm going to say country as well, yeah.
What is Salsise?
A French Dachshund race dog who was also a candidate in the 2001 Marseille mayoral election.
Is that not Swassis? Oh, well. It's a dog.
Sorry, this dog competed for the mayor.
Yeah, it was in the mayor election in 2001.
A French Dachshund race dog who was also a candidate in the 2001 Marseille mayoral election.
Duh, how did you not know that? Dog from mayor. And next, what about this one? Real Olympic country or not?
Japan.
What are you saying?
I'm saying yes. Real country.
I'm saying, what was it? What was the last one? Not. I'm saying so far you've done real, fake, real, fake, real, fake. So I'm going to say this one is real.
You're going to say this is real?
Yeah.
Chris?
He's saying real is...
Yeah, real.
Yeah.
Japan.
Let's find out.
From the Star Wars books, a lush, sparsely populated planet located in the Inner Rim.
Oh,
say.
Oh, wow.
And that was real Olympic country or not. Let me just add up your points here. 3-3. Oh, well done.
You've miscounted that.
I got way more than he did, didn't he?
I'll take that, Mills. No, that's absolutely
three.
Fine.
I've got three as yours.
There you go, draw.
Right. But he didn't get... He's score, draw. It, that he...
That's fine. Mills, it's fine. Score,
okay.
Draw.
Yeah, it's a 3-3 draw. And we've got some more Oh What's Occurring, and that is next. I enjoyed that game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I got the scoring wrong there a little bit, didn't I? Sorry.
Yeah.
Real Olympic country or not? Here's one.
France.
What are you saying, real or not?
Real.
Yeah, real.
A unitary semi-presidential republic in Western Europe. And the home of the so-called Tour de France.
Yeah.
The so-called Tour de France.
So-called.
Yeah.
No points for that. And now it's time to play our new game, which I've just called Champagne Showers. I've got a cheap bottle of fizzy wine here. Believe me, listeners, it ain't champagne. And what we do is we take off the wire bit, give it a bit of a shake, and then today, Becky, you have to name as many celebrities as you can before your cork pops. This is what happened yesterday with Chris. Name as many celebrities as you can before the cork pops. Shake the bottle. Go!
It's really happening.
Go!
James Blunt.
Right, the first person you think of is James Blunt. I do like it, though, under pressure, but the first thing that people say. Okay, let's do it again. Undo the wire. Okay, shake the bottle. Oh, I think you're going to be good at this.
I've
and
got protective glasses on.
Go!
Go! Emily Blunt. Christian Stewart. Robert Pattinson. Why can I not think of any celebrities?
Come on.
Molly from the Saturdays. Connor Maynard. Gemma from Only Wears Essex. Chris Moyles. Donald Trump.
It's hard, isn't it?
Tom Daley. Cheryl Cole.
Oh, you're good.
Bradley Wiggins.
That's gonna go.
I'm trying to think of Al McPherson.
Come on.
Oh!
That's it. I like it. You wore glasses for protection.
Yeah, and then it just hit my foot.
Did it?
Hang on, they're my sunglasses that you're using there for.
And they were very expensive.
Steel toe caps. Well, my eyes are fine, but my foot's got a bruise.
Can you see anything in those?
No.
You look like Suggs.
And there we are. So we got. Let me just. I'm just waiting for confirmation in my ear. Hang on, listeners. You've got 13.
Yes.
You're good at that, aren't you?
See, when it happens when you get someone who can count to do the scoring.
I know. I'm going to do that more often. Because, like, if I think about it, I should have got someone that can count to do the previous round. Mm. But I chose to do it myself. And I won't undertake that again. And that was Champagne Celebrities.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio